It's been a week since bad information floating on the internet panicked Hawaii shoppers who thought the shipping lines were going to be disrupted. Since then, officials have been trying to dispel rumors and calm the community down. We talked to Vic Angoko, Senior Vice President of Matson, one of two main shippers here in the islands.
I'm talking on behalf of the Hawaii Harbor Users Group, which is made up of, 24 members who operate in the harbors, right? All the shipping lines and tugs, pilots, and barge operators, right? So really trying to get the message out that, it's business as usual. Everybody is operating their normal schedules, and we continue to make the calls here in Honolulu as well as in the neighbor islands regularly like we've always had. And that the Coast Guard and Department of Transportation's Harbors Division, they've confirmed that there are no plans to close any of the ports in Hawaii to cargo ships. So, I'm trying to give a picture that not only that everything is normal, but maybe also give people an idea of, how many ships are coming in here every week and how many barges are going to the neighbor islands so that they have some perspective on how they're being served, right?
So the shipping schedules haven't been altered. It's just this panic buy that people are into. That's what's causing the empty shelves, right?
It is, right? And the ports are also open in the West Coast, right? And even though, as we've heard, the Bay Area, I think there are seven counties that are given the order of shelter in place. The Port of Oakland put a press release out that they're open. And anybody in the shipping or transportation business or those who support such business is considered an essential business and can operate and not adhere to the shelter in place. So things will continue to move, ships will continue to sail, and cargo will continue to arrive. Beyond that is how do you kind of get the message out to say, we've got bigger things to worry about here on trying to take care of each other, and as people lose their jobs or have shorter hours, the last thing they really should be worrying about is whether they're going to get food or toilet paper or whatever. Everybody should be focused on just trying to stay safe.
Right. So. And unfortunately, there was some bad information that was circulating on the internet, I think, a week ago. I think we even got a call from one of our listeners saying, have you heard anything about the harbors, about a disruption? And it's like, no such thing.
Our phones are blowing up on Thursday and Friday, right? Matson's closing for 30 days. And
not true.
Someone even said, they're closing tonight at 10, right? I was like, man, where do people get these things? None of that was true.
Right. And so you have no indication that anything's going to get disrupted. We're still going to see the normal barges coming and going. You have that. You also have that big ship, the Lurline, which has, more capacity.
Yeah. So, all the ships are running. The ships here, the five ships that come in every week, can carry anywhere from 1,000 to 1,500 containers, right? So there's plenty capacity, and there are a lot of containers that come in here every week. So it's certainly not an issue to worry about.
And between Matson and Pesha, you've got the Young Brothers barge that then also distributes to the neighbor islands. You really just don't want to hoard because it affects your neighbor down the street who may not
exactly
have enough supply on hand.
Yeah, and just so you know, I'm saying there's five ships that come in between Matson and Pesha every week, right? And between Matson and Young Brothers, there are 20 sailings out of Honolulu to the neighbor islands every week as well, right? So, all your major islands between Kauai, Maui, and Big Island, they get between 4 to 6 sailings a week, and it's only Molokai and Lanai. Molokai, I think, gets 2, and Lanai gets 1 from Young Brothers. But there's a lot of sailings that continue to move straight into the neighbor islands as well. So, I'm trying not to make it just a Oahu centric, and trying to get everybody that listens, even on the neighbor islands, you don't need to panic when it comes to buying your food and essentials.
Right, so that pipeline is going to continue. It's just the rate at which consumers are pulling things off the shelves. So tell them to slow down.
Exactly. There hasn't been any change that I'm aware of cargo coming out of Asia. All of that has to go through. It all goes through customs clearance and all that, but as far as we've heard so far, I think the risk of coronavirus on cartons is very low, if anything, based on how long it takes for cargo to get here.
But I mean, at this point, any shipments being delayed on that end?
No, nothing coming, no shipments being delayed now. But what you may have heard just from the international scene, because of the significant drop in cargo since Chinese New Year, you may have heard that the international carriers have reduced the amount of sailings that are going to the West Coast to the tune of, I think, into April, they were projecting 111 sailings, and this is probably 2 weeks old already, that would get canceled between Asia and the West Coast. But that doesn't affect us here.
Okay, and when we get product from the West Coast, is it mainly from Long Beach?
Your two primary areas. I mean, L.A. is the biggest, has the most, right? But we pull it. I mean, we're pulling from all three ports: Seattle, Oakland, and L.A., Long Beach. You know, everything is business as usual, and that's the message we want to put out there, and that's the message the Coast Guard wants to put out as well. Is there's no intention of or plans to close any of the Hawaii ports. You know, the Coast Guard, they continue to do their screening on all ships that come into Hawaii for any illness and whatnot. So I mean, they continue to do their part, and we follow their. We follow their guidelines as well as CDC.
And this is not like a storm where maybe you might have to divert your vessels. At this point, it is a health crisis, but it certainly isn't physically interfering with the ships coming in and out.
Correct. Yeah, we leave on schedule off the West Coast and come in on schedule.
And I just learned of a website, Ports of Call, where you can actually look to see the ships that come in every day.
On the DOT Harbors website.
That's very useful.
Yeah, so that tracks every day ship movements in and out of all the ports.
Anything else you want to underscore for the neighbor islands?
Just to reassure, Mike, that they also continue to get their sailings and the products continue to move through, so... Well, I think one of the things that I just wanted to, I mean, I only said that we had, I mean, I said we had five ships and arriving each week between Matson and Pasha.
Mm-hmm.
Ships are coming in every day. There's five ships a week. And then we continue to move the cargo. Truckers continue to come in and move the cargo to the communities. And the cargo makes it to the shelves, right? So the 20 sailings barges going to the neighbor islands. They will continue to receive that, and the stores will also continue to be replenished. And there has been no issues that we've heard of on even the truckers in all communities. So things continue to move on the logistics side, the transportation side. So please rest assured, everyone, that cargo will continue to flow.
That was Vic Ngoko, Senior Vice President of Matson Shipping Lines. He was talking to us on behalf of the Hawaii Harbor users. For links to those sailings, head to hawaiipublicradio.org.